Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis of Masechta Sota. We are holding on the very top line of Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, and the Gemara is still going through the story of the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu and the aftermath of the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara tells us, "Vatered Bas Paro Lirchotz Alei Or." The Bas Paro, daughter of Paro, came to bathe by the Or. Amr Rabbi Yochum Mishum Mishum Benichai Melamed Sheyorda Lirchotz Migulule Avia. She came down to wash off the Avodah Zarah of her father's house. V'cheinu Amr Imra. And the pasuk says that her maidens, her young ladies that helped her, were going with her. This is the lashon of death that they objected when she wanted to save Moshe, and ultimately because of that objection they died. We see that halicha sometimes is lashon of misa in the pasuk in Bereishis Chafhei, that I am holich lamos. She sees the box with the baby, and she sees the box in the reeds. Once the other girl saw that she wanted to save this baby, the Moshe, she wanted to save Moshe, they said to her, when a melech makes a gzeira, even if nobody listens, at least his family listens, and you're going to violate the gzeir of your father? But Gavriel chavatan bekarka. So Gavriel came and knocked him dead into the ground. She sends out her amma and she takes the basket. What is the amma? Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Nechami, Chad Amar Yoda, that she extended her hand, v'chad Amar Shuvchasa, that she sent a maid to get the baby. Mandi Amar Yoda d'chsev amasa. Umayand Amar Shuvchasa midlog siv Yoda. The one that says that it was her hand is because amasa is a word that means hand. The one that said it was a shivcha, well, there's a better word for hand, and that is yada. So maybe amasa means a maidservant. How could you say she sent a maidservant? I thought they were all just killed by Gavriel. Now he left one of them alive because it's not right for a basmelech, for a princess, to be walking around alone. And probably that one that was left alive was sufficiently frightened to not question her anymore. And the one that says that it was her hand, lichtov yada. Why doesn't it just say Yada? It was her hand. It's telling us that her hand stretched, extended. A very popular Maimon Chazal. The Amar Mar, because we were taught that you find that there was an unnatural extension of the arm of the Bas Paro. And you also find an unnatural extension of the teeth of Og Melech Habashan. Not that they were broken, but that they overgrew. That when he picked up a mountain that was Shalosh Parsos and he lifted it over his head to throw the mountain on the Jewish people, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent these little bugs that made like a hole right in the middle of the mountain, so it became like a donut, and his head was right in the middle of the donut, was right in the hole, and when he wanted to lift it up off of his shoulders and to throw it on the Jewish people, his teeth overgrew the side of the mountain and he wasn't able to get it off of his head. So again, you see a similar idea of unnatural growth in order to protect the Jewish people. So main point over here is that there are two opinions. What it means that the Bas Paro sent Amasa, either it means she sent a Shivcha, the lone surviving Shivcha, or it means that her hand extended, similar to the way the teeth of Og Melech HaBashan became overgrown. So she opened up the basket and she sees the Yeled, which should say Vatera, not Vaterehu. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Sharaa Sashchina Imo. She saw that the Shechina was with him. V'nei nar bocha, and there was a nar, there was a lad crying. Kari le yeled v'kari le nar. Mamish, one pasuk to the next. It calls him a yeled, and then it calls him a nar. So tana hu yeled v'kolo k'nar. He was a yeled, but his voice was like a nar. It was like a more mature voice. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Amalar ben Nechemia imkein asisul Moshe Rabbeinu Balmum. Imagine a little baby comes crying out, and he sounds like this. He comes out talking like a man. So that would be a Balmum. That would be terrible. So you're saying that that's what Moshe Rabbeinu Mishnah was. It tells us that the mother made like a little chupa in the box as a sign of Avelus and Agmas Nefesh. And the mother was saying, oh, I may never be able to see this child get married. So she had Rachmanis on him and she said, this must be a Jewish child. How did she know it was a Jewish child? She saw that he had a Mila. Rabbi Yochanan says Malamit Shinsnava Shlomidaita, which says Mialdi Yevrim Zeh, she had a Nevua without even realizing it. Zeh Nofel, Ve'ein Acher Nofel. This one went into the sea, no other baby is going to go into the sea, because that's the very day that they got rid of the Gezerah to throw the babies into the water. V'hainu Dam Rabbi Lazar, Maidich Sivich, Yomru Aleichem, Dirshu Ela Ovos, Vele Yadonim, Hametzasvim, Mahagim, when they tell you to go for all these fortune tellers and things like that, they're going to tell you different things. They don't know what they're talking about. So tzofin ve'inam yodim matzofin. They see, but they don't even know what they're seeing. Magim ve'in yodim magim. They emit noises, but they don't even know what sort of noises they're emitting. Rosh u'mashin shalei saw b'mayim huloke. It means that these stargazers of Paro saw that the savior of the Jewish people was going to be punished with water. So amdu v'gozru. So they made this gezeira. To throw all the babies into the water. Once they threw Moshe into the water, we no longer see that simon. So they were mevatel gzeira. But vehemin and yodin, they didn't realize shalmei meriva huloka, that he was punished not with this water, but with the mei meriva, which made it that he was unable to go into Israel. Vehainu damar Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina ma'idichsev hema mei meriva asher ravu. These are the May Meriva, means these are the very waters that the Yitzdagnine Paro prophesied about without even knowing what they were seeing and what they were saying. V'tohu, they made a mistake. V'ayinat kam Ramosha, sheish me'os elef ragli. Amalan Moshe Yisrael, Bishvili Nitzaltim Kulchem, because of me, all of you were saved, meaning because they thought that I had already been thrown into the water and I was already punished, so they thought that that's what made it that no one else had to get thrown into the water. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Amar, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa says, Osayom, the day that Moshe Rabbein was saved from the water, Esrim Ve'echad B'Nisan Haya, was the 21st day of Nisan. Amru Malach Esher Sanekosh Barhu, Ribono Shalola, Misha Asalom Ashira Alayam B'Yom Zeh, the one who's going to one day sing the Shira, the Az Yashir Bekriyas Yamsuf, Yilaka B'Yom Zeh, he should be punished on this day. So it was the Zchus of the future Az Yashir that saved Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Yachab Rechanina Amar Osa Hayom, the day Moshe Rabbeinu was saved, Shisha B'Sivan Haya, was another important day in the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not the day of the Az Yashir, but the day of Shisha B'Sivan, the 6th day of Sivan, Matan Torah. Amru Malach Yashar Yisrael Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Misha Asa the Kabel Torah Me'er Sinai B'Yom Zeh. That's the Zechus that the Malachi Asherah pointed out. The one who's going to get the Torah at Har Sinai on this date, Yilaka B'Yom Zeh, he should suffer on this date. So Bishlam Mandem B'Shish B'Sivan, if you say that it was on the 6th day of Sivan, Mishkach Zashloshi Yarchi, we find that there are 3 months. Damar Mar, meaning that he was 3 months old. Damar B'Shiva Ba'Adar Mei, so B'Shiva Ba'Adar Nolan Moshe. Because we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was both died and born on the 7th day of Adar. From the 7th day of Adar until the 6th day of Sivan is exactly 3 months. But if it was the 21st day of Nisan, how do you figure that that's 3 months after he was born? He was born on the 7th day of Adar. So that's only a month and a half. Says Mar Oso Shanim Uberesai. So there were 2 Adars that year. So you have Ruba Shal Rishon, the remainder of that Adar that he was born in. Veruba Shal Achron, in the majority of the beginning of Nisan until the 21st day of Nisan. Vem Tzai Shalim, in the entire Adar Beis. So that's like 3 months. But Tomer Achosol Bas Paro, so his sister said to the Bas Paro, should I go find you a wet nurse from the Jewish women? Why would she say me ivrios, that she would want Dafka, a Jewish wet nurse? Sounds like Paro, Bas Paro, was not interested in an Egyptian wet nurse. Well, why not? So Malami Shechzir Lemoshe,
al kol mitzvos kulan v'lo yanak. This tells us that she must have tried, that Moshe must have been offered all the mitzvah women, and he would not nurse from any of them. So Amar, Pashas l'dabar ha-shechina, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this mouth that one day is going to speak with the Shechina, yinak davar tameh, is going to nurse something that's not clean, not kosher. V'hayinu d'chsev, es mi yoredeya, l'mi yoredeya, l'mi yavin shmuel, l'gmuli chalav, l'atikim ha-shadayim. Someone who never nursed from an impure source, that's the one who's going to be able to achieve these great levels. This is quoted by the Rama in Shulchan Aruch, that a person should not give their child as a wet nurse to a non-Jewish woman who eats shkatzim or masim, because pesha asal l'dabar mashchina. That's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's ha'ara. What do you mean? Only Moshe Rabbeinu is pesha asal l'dabar mashchina. Not everyone's kid is going to need the pesha asal l'dabar mashchina. But he said, no, you see from there that you have to raise your children as if they each have the potential to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. So v'tomer l'baspar lechi. So Baspar gives her the go-ahead. Yeah, go find me a Jewish wet nurse. Amar Blazman Amichalcha b'zrisus kalma. That she went with the alacrity of a young girl. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmein Yamar ha'alma she'alima es tevereha. It was that she didn't reveal to Baspar that she was actually the sister of this child. That's what ha'alma means. V'tomer l'baspar lechi esi alerazeh. Amar Rabbicham Rabbichanina misnava v'niyodeh. That the Baspara was having a prophecy and she didn't even know what it was. Helichi hashelichi. When she gave to Yocheved the baby and said helichi, she was saying, here, this is yours. Hashelichi. And she didn't even realize that that's what she was saying. And then she was saying, and I'll pay you to nurse the baby. Not only did the tzaddikim get back the raveda that they lost, they get paid for it. So Miriam and Aviah later on, after Kriyas Yamsuf, took the musical instruments and she led the women in song, and she's called the Achos Aaron, the sister of Aaron. What, Achos Aaron v'la Achos Moshe? Didn't she have another important brother also? Why is she called the sister of Aaron, not the sister of Moshe? So Amar Rav, Vamri Lam Rav Nachman Amar Rav, Melami Chaisa Misnava Kishi Achos Aaron. This teaches us that she prophesied when she was already still only the sister of Aaron and was not yet the sister of Moshe, Va'omeris, and she said at that time, Asida imi shetelid ben shemoshias Yisrael, that my mother is one day going to have a child who's going to save the Jewish people. V'kivin shalom Moshe, and when Moshe was born, nismala kolabayis kula or, the whole house filled with light, amad avia neshak al rosha, her father kissed her on her head, amrla, and said to her, biti, niskaim nevuah sayach, your nevuah was fulfilled. V'kivin shetilu layar, and once they threw the baby in the water, amad avia v'tofcha al rosha, he smacked her on the head. Amrla biti, heicha nevuah sayach, what happened to your nevuah now? V'hayna dichsev v'teisatza v'chos mirochel kludeya v'yayosalo. That's why it says that she stood from a distance to know what would happen to him. Leida mayehe b'sof nevuasa. It wasn't all just to know what would happen to him, but what happened to her nevuah, to see if her nevuah taka would be fulfilled. So a lot of points that we didn't highlight over here on this daf, but a lot of interesting main points. How the Basparo discovered the baby, discovered Moshe Rabbeinu, and how he was originally a yelet, and then it was appeared to be like a na'ar, and how she knew that he was Jewish because he was nolad mahul, and how Moshe Rabbeinu, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was saved, the day that the Gezeira ended, but it's machlokas what calendar date it was. It was either the 21st day of Nisan, which was going to be the date of Kriyas Yamsuf, or is the date of Vav Sivan, which was going to be the date of Kabbalah HaTorah, and how Miriam's Nevuah was actually vindicated in the end when Kriyas Yamsuf happened, and that's what she was actually celebrating, that her Nevuah was fulfilled, even though there were times where Amram had questioned her Nevuah. Okay, so we'll stop there, and next time we'll pick up on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph.